Ah, yes. Oh, what a day. What a day. Oh, can thank you all for joining us in the conversations with your responses, your engagement. And I'm very pleased that the songs that we chose really did pick a lot of interest from a good number of you, the listeners. It's always a pleasure. That was Maroon 5 with She Will Be Loved. Now, it's time for us to get to the final conversation this morning. Like I said earlier, it's going to be continuance from yesterday's, and it is about corporal punishment, and in particular we're looking at children. Now, a few weeks ago, I think about a week or two ago, if I'm not mistaken, I got to see that post. All right, in that post was a video. Nigerian comedian Bovi, you know him, you know, has done several shows, even featured in some movies recently too. You know, he said, look, I'm not particularly comfortable, right, with us as a society giving power to children to discipline other children. Now, let me paraphrase, let me read in verbatim, you know, what he said. Now, he argued that senior students are meant to guide the junior ones, not that the teachers will sit back and tell the students that they can punish and flog junior students. Now, in his words, he goes on to say, it is insane. We are crazy in this country. You have no idea. There is nothing normal about it that my child that I give birth to, I will come to school and they will tell me one student punished him, either by flogging or asking him to kneel down. The oldest child in the secondary school is an average of 16 years. What does a 16-year-old know? When you give that child power to discipline another child, there is nothing right about it. He then goes on further to say that, look, it's scenarios like this that have led to people joining cult groups, or rather gang groups, when they get into the university, all right? And it made a lot of sense. I remember this morning when I started, I said, look, I'm going to start with an apology. You see, I was a prefect in my own secondary school, and for the longest time, I share the same sentiment that, oh, they made me kneel down. They did this. I can't wait when I get to SS1, SS2. I'll be punishing people. Now, just before I got to SS1, right, the worst punishment I ever experienced in my time in school was met on me. The hook of your ceiling fan, those of you who are ceiling fans, right? There's a metal hook where you place the pole to, and then the fan attaches to it, and then it can spin around. I put my two fingers, right? And I hung from that hook for nigh on 3 hours. It is one of the worst experiences I have had as a human being on this planet. And the reason why I had to go through that was because I refused to give the deadhead boy 50 naira. Let me say that again. 50 naira. When the 50 naira notes, you know, were still new, the new 50 naira as we have it now, you know, with the format that it is, you know, when it was still, you know, was catching everybody, I was made to hang there, my feet dangling. And the order was, if I fall, I will get flogged and I'll have to go back again. I fell about 2 or 3 times because of 50 naira. When we got into the highest class, the SS2 class, before SS3, right? For a few weeks, I have to be very honest, for a few weeks, I was like, oh, yes, I'm a prefect now, carry cane. You know, you're late, fool, flog people. Until one day, this is a confession and an apology as well. Until one day, I flogged somebody. Fortunately, it wasn't the kind of flogging that would lead the person into, you know, coma or whatnot, or had the person with endearing marks. But I flogged this junior student, and then I saw something I had not seen in my life, and it has not left me till today. When I flogged this young junior student because he was obviously late, right? But when I flogged him and he looked at me, ladies and gentlemen, I did not see admiration. I did not see appreciation. Neither did I see love or contentment. what I saw was fear. And I know for some people, they wanted that fear. But the fear I saw in these boys' eyes was the kind of fear people see or have. Excuse me. The kind of fear people have when they see a snake or a lion. It was like the boy should just die. In that moment, ladies and gentlemen, I had an epiphany. I was ashamed of myself. I was ashamed of the disrespect and the disrepute I had brought to my father's name, to my mother, to the family she comes from, and to the very institution that they both believe in. I was ashamed. And so I told my fellow classmates that from now on, please don't flog people more than you think they deserve. 3 or 4 strokes. If it's too bad, report them. Then we had a call member with us. Report them. I said, I'm begging you, please. But obviously, I didn't know how to convince them. I just said that. Over the years, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen terrible things from students in school. And you keep on asking, how can secondary school students have the wherewithal to be able to create such inventive and demonic, sadistic ways of punishing individuals? And it goes both ways, both male and female. It's little wonder why we now live in a country where people are afraid to speak up. Your governor is doing something wrong and it's not, you know it's not right, but you can't speak up. Why? Because you've been indoctrinated to believe that your senior has all the answers and you must obey. Please, let us be very clear. I'm not saying people should go around disrespecting individuals, but I'm saying at that age, teenagers, should we really be allowing teenagers punish other teenagers? What do they know? Have they been able to control their own emotions at 15, 16? They have tantrums of their own. I had a classmate who was beaten to the point his arm was broken. But because of fear, when his parents came on visiting day, he lied through his teeth. He lied that he fell. The actions of some of those students today still haunt them. There are some people who I know from my secondary school who are looking for the seniors who brutalized them, who abused them. They want to break their heads. They want to do certain things to them. They are angry. They join cults. They join gangs. Some of them were even pushed into depression because some of them were sexually abused. And we feel it is right. And we see this even in military schools. I saw a post, one guy was complaining, he claimed to be a pastor. Somebody was saying, you were a wicked person. And the guy said, oh, I didn't even slap you enough. You're in military school, you don't know this to slap people. It's abuse, people. It is abuse. And the fact that a teenager is given that kind of power, somebody who can't pay for himself, can't treat himself, is now responsible for another person, I think it sparks of mediocrity on our part. For years, we've been turning a blind eye to this. I opened the phone lines with my question. Should children, really be in charge of punishing other children?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, Port Harcourt, with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
0179230002, 0179230007. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. We're talking about children. Corporal punishment. Should children really be in charge of punishing other children? Domine is on the line this morning. And we also have a message from Chris. But let's get to hear from Domine, who's in GRA. Domine, good morning to you, please.
Well, good morning, presenter.
Good morning.
To me, the issue raised is a two-way thing. While we are growing up in those days in secondary school, our senior disciplined us, and to be surprised to you today, your parents will even thank the senior for disciplining in school.
Mm.
And then there was so much respect because the teacher, your parents alone, cannot actually do the training of a child. But with the help of the senior in school in those days, people were accountable, people were responsible. There were not a lot of crises within the growing age. But today, things have changed. What we are seeing that they're overdoing it. Like the issue I saw online that the choir master flogged a lady for coming late. I think there is more to it. There is more to it. It's not on this because church is not a place where you flogged. It's a place that people should be rehabilitated spiritually, counseled, and for them to be well morally, and not to unleash that kind of punishment on that lady. So I think something is beyond it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Something is actually wrong, right? But once again, even back then, as people would say, oh, the seniors could punish. When I look back, I actually question that notion. Mira was on the line from Okrika. Mira, please just bear with us. We'll be back after the break. I would like to get to hear from you, please.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the headline news. My name is Jude Omamigbe. Edison Ehe, two others absent as Rivers lawmakers meet in Abuja. New River CP gives marching order on wanted gang leader to Baba. Kidnap victims along Emowa East West Road regain freedom. Reaction trails suspension of strike by organized labor. APC criticizes Atiku Abubakar over call for merger. In business, federal government to review bilateral air service agreements with 37 African countries. In entertainment, late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel to host Oscars for a fourth time. In sports, Super Eagles coach Joe Pesario insists on goalkeeper Francis Ozoa ahead of today's World Cup match against Lesotho. And on the foreign scene, UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron visits Ukraine, reiterates the UK's support. Details will come up your way at the 12 noon bulletin. To reach the news team, send an SMS or WhatsApp to 0808-721-7215. 0808-721-7215. My name is Jude Omamigbe. Thank you for listening and good morning.
I'm listening.
Nigeria Info.
The hub for information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't wait for nothing.
Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk.
So, your child is 12 and the senior is 16 or 15, in some cases 17. Is that 17-year-old in a mature state to, in quote, discipline your child? Is that child enough in terms of mental and emotional status to do well to protect your child? Now, in many cases, I like to believe the child is so. Because as a 16 or 17-year-old, I was laden with the responsibility of my immediate younger brothers and indeed of some of the children around me. But I was clearly given instructions as their, in quotes, supervisor, babysitter, when the older parents, or when the parents would be away. But punishing them did not, in all honesty, fall under my purview. My parents never gave me the right to flog my younger brothers. Neither did any of our neighbors whose child or son or daughter was asked to stay with us for 2 or 3 hours, given or told me I can smack, slap, or ask that child to kneel down. But I could, and very often I would, report them to their parents or to my parents for something I think that did not meet to the expectations. But that was not what I experienced. I was beaten, I was flogged, and so many of you were. Yesterday, I came across a very disturbing post on Twitter of, in quotes, a now reformed individual who is a pastor. And somebody called him, "You wicked person, you did this today." And the person said, "Well, we are in a military school. Why? What's wrong with you? Bill, I said, I'll slap you hard enough." And then a lot of people came under it and said, "Look, what you're doing is wrong. This person has just told you how your actions, albeit years ago when you were probably younger and less mature, affected his mental health. And all you can do is mock and trivialize and normalize that behavior." This is 2023. Maybe we know better. I have to ask you once again, should children really be in control of, in quotes, supervising, punishing, giving out corporal punishment to other children? Because a 16-year-old in the eyes of the law is still a minor, a 16-year-old.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zion, listen, GRA, Zion, good morning to you, please.
According to the last comment, you said the guy said you were lucky I didn't do that when we were in the military school, right? Which means the survivor has abort issue in his heart for years.
Over a decade.
My goodness me. I think I want to stand behind you from you to also apologize to as many or whoever I may have tortured in that kind or in that line of service. Emotionally, mentally, financially, economically, otherwise. My brother, I think we need this national reconciliation first. And funny enough, this is what the colonial masters handed over to us. Go and flog them. Deal with them. Force them. Of recent 2020, the summer say what? Grab it, smash it, and run with it. That is the mentality. Dude, let me be honest to you. It is wrong for that age to punish their fellow students.
Okay, interesting.
In that course, do you know that I am right? You that is punishing me. Are you sure you are not wrong? Do you know where I'm coming from? You that is even giving me this punishment, how emotional stable are you?
Good question.
What is your age? How so do you psychologically fit to determine the right and the wrong?
That's a very good question.
And I think schools should look into this carefully. Do you know that in America, no teacher will carry a cane to the classroom, but come to Nigeria, teachers will carry cane to classroom.
Let's leave teachers. We're talking about student to students right now.
No, we are narrowing it down. It is the teachers that gave the students the order to do that.
Mm.
And most of these people are going through psychological problems. Some are having a problem with their marriages.
Mm.
Some are having a problem with their relationship. Taking that kind of anger to the students, even among the students, they may be envious that my father and my mother brought me to school, but they are single-parented. They are envious of me.
Diane probably has a point there. Mira is not cricket. We have Nelson Akpajo. Mira, let's hear from you, please. Good morning.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Jude, do you know that the Minister of Education, the various schools board in our state, the UB board and the senior secondary school board, thanks for even for teachers, Jude. That some teachers out of depression, some family issues, you don't carry all their issues and fall on it. It is only principal that are supposed to floor. And if the principal gives permission to any teacher, then that teacher can floor. Maybe very mildly, Jude, or maybe punishment to come back and do all that thing. Not to talk of a child that is even a child. Do you know that some children come and get especially in boys and girls school or something, some children have suffered molestation because of senior students, fear for senior students?
Very true.
Yes, because a senior student that was a girl, because he's a senior and the girl refused it, he will dream that. He was so deal with that student or maybe a poor student or some of them in relations from the house, maybe neighbors are quarreling. You get to school and you plow from the person. It is absolutely wrong, Jude. It is more prevalent in private school. The school authority needs to check this.
Okay, they need to check it. Nelson is not bad. Nelson, good morning. Thank you for your patience, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nelson.
Yeah, I want to contribute.
Yes, please.
I think that is where the discipline of a child starts.
Okay.
When I said that is where the discipline of a teenager starts, when that teenager has entered a secondary school, when he gets there, we have what we call senior students and junior students. And for me, the discipline of a junior student by a senior, there is nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
That is where discipline starts. But the methods or the kind of punishment that is meted to that child is what we should worry about. In my days, I entered secondary school at the age of 12.
Mm.
And graduated at the age of 17. So I was subjected to punishment. What warrants the punishment may be lateness to the dining,
okay,
for dinner, for breakfast,
mm-hmm,
and so on. And also lateness to the class. Everything was done on time. When it is time for siesta, are you on your bed to observe siesta? So when you err in all these areas, they have to punish you. And that is where the molding of the child starts. So if you say a fellow student who is senior to the other student cannot punish, you are doing your child a disfavor.
Well, Nelson, I think a part of me, agrees with that notion that, you know, the formative years of children are very important, and if you give them structure, it will help mold them into better human beings. I totally agree, but there's a fine line between what another teenager who's what 3 or 4 years older than you can tell you to do in terms of punishment and what he shouldn't do. Today, I don't know about your time, but in my time, some senior students told us to lie down under the bed because we didn't give them money. Some of them told us to sleep in the bush because we refused to bribe them. Some people slept on trees because of the fear of a senior student. That cannot be molding a child. That cannot be molding a child in the right direction.
Exactly. I'm not saying that the type of punishment in my time was cutting of grass, washing the toilet, and all those kind of things as a punishment. The ones that you have mentioned is wickedness. It cannot be tolerated in school. If such things, if that type of punishment is carried out, is not acceptable at all. The type of punishment you can give to a child who fail in one thing or the other is sweeping the toilet, cutting grass, and all that. That was what was obtainable in my time. I don't know what they're doing now. So if you subject a child to go and sleep in the bush, that is inhuman. It's not punishment. It's inhuman. It's wickedness to that child. That is my contribution.
Nelson, thank you very much for joining us. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Facebook and X at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. All right, now, before I get back to the phone lines, let me quickly read this. I had this prepped so I can share it with you so that we know exactly how we go on with our conversation. So, what's the difference between discipline and punishment? The difference between discipline and punishment. A lot of people like to use both words interchangeably, but they are not the same. They don't mean the same. Discipline is the practice of training someone to behave in accordance with rules or a code of conduct so they can adopt desirable future behavior. Once again, discipline is the practice of training someone to behave in accordance with the rules or a code of conduct that can be adopted to cause desirable future behavior. Punishment, on the other hand, is inflicting suffering on someone for past behavior. That's why people talk about punishing a criminal, punishing somebody for doing something that they did wrong. But with discipline, it's training someone to behave right. I hope that clears it out. Now, let's look at some of the differences between discipline and punishment. With discipline, you teach someone to behave properly. With punishment, you inflict suffering for something they've done so that they don't do it again in the future. So there's a place for punishment and there's a place for discipline. Discipline invokes the thinking brain to learn new behavior. When you discipline yourself not to eat late at night, when you discipline yourself to write down your notes in class, that's discipline. It's consistency. Punishment, on the other hand, evokes the emotional brain to fear a consequence. So when you punish a child by giving the child some strokes on the cane, what usually happens? The child is initially afraid of the cane and will do everything not to get there. But each of these operations have their causality, their effect. Number one, for punishment, mental disorders are likely to arise. Brain shrinkage, also likely to arise. Emotional dysregulation, also likely to arise. Externalizing behavior, self-fulfilling prophecies, becoming future bullies and or victims. Number seven, worse academic performance. That's for people who are regularly punished. And ladies and gentlemen, I experienced these, at least some of these things. I experienced them. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, Chris here says, hi, Jude, good morning. This has got to be one of those conversations that everybody should pay very close attention to. The crux of our problem largely is based on this issue. Having people systematically bully, abuse other people because they have been given power. Secondary school students for years in this country have been brutalizing their juniors because they have power. Those people get into university, they are looking for that same power. What do? They join gangs. The younger ones who get into university, same as their senior students, are afraid of what that senior student will do to them. But they know they're in a bigger place. Guess what? They will join another gang, another cult, a rival gang, one where they feel safer to even attack their seniors. And so it continues. The policeman stops you on the road. Because he has been given the power to search you, he takes beyond that because he feels that uniform can control you at that time. So what does he do? He slaps you. He detains you. He extorts you. Why? Because he has been given that power. Until we stop this at the board, it will continue. Chris, until we stop it at the board, it will continue. This has to be my comment of the day. Until we stop it at the board, it will continue. And where is the board? Secondary school. Secondary school. I had a senior back in my time in secondary school. I think it was about three years my senior, or 2 years my senior. His name is Adoso Deka. We used to call him Cyborg in school. Why? I don't know how he was made, but God made him naturally fit. Adoso was one of those individuals who had six pack since he was like 2 years old. He was just naturally buff. And a lot of physical pain didn't get to be expressed on his face. But what stood out for me with adults was that by the time he got into the SS classes, he didn't do the same thing to us. We all respected him because we knew he was physically strong, but he didn't carry canes and flog 1,000 people to show how strong he was. He didn't do that. But yet, in my school, ladies and gentlemen, I witnessed someone slap somebody and his eardrum burst. That senior was expelled. In my school, I had friends who slept in uncompleted buildings to run away from senior students. Like the last call, I said, that's wickedness. And how did all these things occur? Because we were told this was the only way to raise a child. This is how you respect people. Don't get me wrong. We need to find a better way to teach respect to our children. But this way, I think, is not the right way. For a long time, I was afraid of this name. Or some names. When I hear those names, I would shrink in fear. And like the message I just read to you, that's how people go and join gangs, so they can protect themselves. Jude, our government is bullying us because they have power. Until we rise as a nation against these ill treatments by our government, it won't stop. So Daniels with that comment. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. The question asks, should children be in charge of punishing other children? Hot Kelvin says, I believe it's orientation passed on from generation to generation in recent times in our modern schools. Yes, it's been passed on. I think I'll take one or two more calls on this before we say our goodbyes this morning. 0809-030-6416. That's WhatsApp. Call 0817-923-0002. Jude, for a lot of us, we have been used to this form of punishment. We call it training. But now I know it is just bullying wearing school uniforms. I'll leave you with a final note there. It is just bullying wearing school uniforms. Surely we can do better. Surely we can do better. My name is Jude. Do enjoy the rest of your day.